Pei Zayin. On the left side, it says Sug Havoidam Yechedes L'chol Yom. So again, it's Hemshech to everything we've been discussing the past few weeks. We discussed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday Havoidah. So he says, Davar Naisef, Moshe Rabbeinu Arizal Va'omer. Another thing that Arizal adds in and explains based on everything that we understand up until now. But Yom Rishon V'Shishi, on Friday and Sunday, on Friday and Sunday, Yeshus Asik Vavoidus Machshava. Since there's three chalakim to the neshama, and those three chalakim correspond to Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa, with Machshava obviously being the most panemius of them, Dibur being the most, the middle one, the Mtsoi, and Maisa being the most chitzonius. So it's understandable why the Arizal says that the Ikra Avoid of a person on Friday and Sunday is the Avoid of Machshava, that a person is involved most in the world of Machshava. The Fisha Machshava Sheikh is the Neshama. Since it's the Neshama of the Neshama Yaseira, so the Ikra Avoid on Sunday and Friday is the Avoid of Machshava. Like we mentioned before, that's why there's less Malacha takes place, even there's Maneno, much less physical work takes place. Which is deeper, maybe takes place. It's a day which is persons involved much more in the world of machshava. L'fisha machshava sheikh is in the neshama. It's connected to the world of the neshama. Va'avoidehi, what should a person be? What does it mean to be involved in avoidehi machshava? Lachshav machshava is kedoshes. Shall his boinus v'shtoikus b'tolayesh. Everything we've been discussing that Friday and Sunday represent, which is his boinus v'shtoikus, the bittul that takes place. That's obviously the machshavas that a person should be having on Friday and Sunday. Lasim machshava v'shemus hakedoshim. Like we mentioned last time, the shemus that are connected to those days, every one of the days has its specific shemus which are connected to it. And memela, the avoid on Friday and Sunday is be'ikr in the avoid of machshava. Now, obviously, that doesn't mean that a person, you know, instead of putting on tefillin, a person thinks the machshavas of putting on tefillin. Obviously, a person has to be involved in dibur, which is tefillah and Torah. Kol Yaakov is kol of Torah and kol of tefillah. And a person has to be involved in maisa. But the ikr, what's the ikr dagish of the dagish of Friday and Sunday? The ikr dagish of those days are days which are makusher to the avoda of machshava. And biyomim shein vechemishi, and then on Monday and Thursday, we're on the top of page peches, yasek avoda sedibur, shashayach l'ruach, then a person works on of the avoda of dibur, which is connected to ruach, ruach memalala, is a concept of dibur. That's the in-between. It's not machshava, it's not the most panemius, but it's not the most chitzonius, it's not maisa. And a person works on the avoda of avoda sedibur on Monday and Thursday. Ukesha oisik b'teira, yechaven shemavad mitzisamatayr, yeshkan inin miyuchid, l'kabos tesevese ruach, right, which is probably why we lay in dafka Monday and Thursday, although Chazal said that the reason why we do it is in order to make sure it's not 3 days, but there's an inin dafka and an extra special avoda of limera teira, and specifically limera teira out loud, which means not enough to just be learning by looking inside of a sefer, but to be able to have a kriya satira. Kriya satira means that there's a kareya, that there's somebody who's being kareya, somebody's being moitzi people, somebody's getting the bracha. The purpose of that kriya satira, the Afghan Monday and Thursday, is also 2 days that are connected more to the avoid of dibur. Monday and Thursday, the days of Ramayrach and Tachanon, which is also the avoid of tefillah. It's the avoid of dibur, the dibur of tefillah, kol Yaakov, the call of tefillah. And memela, the avoid on Monday and Thursday, is davening is longer, there's laning that's there, the avoid of tzai teira and tzai tefillah. You find more of a miyuchadika Indian on Monday and Thursday, because this is the avoida. The avoida on Monday and Thursday is the avoida of dibur. Shaideya teirak doisha, yitaysif le kayach benishmasai, the davik b'shem yizbarach. So a person utilizes the kayach of surme ra, staying away from dibur, which is ra, which is, you know, lishon hara, achilas, etc. And a person utilizes the kayach of dibur to be involved in teirat tefillah, then he's utilizing the avoida of Monday and Thursday in a way which is proper, and a way which is connected to the Indian of Ruach. Right? The Shulchan Aruch Rav Paskins, in order stam to be Paskins in Hilchas Talmud Torah, which is the first part of Shulchan Aruch Rav that he started writing. His mamash in his 20s, when he started writing it, he writes over there that in order for a person to be Yetzah, Pasha to be Yetzah, the Halach, to be Yetzah, to be Makayim, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it only works when a person does it out loud. If a person doesn't do it out loud, he's not Yetzah's Chiv Talmud Torah. A person has to speak it out. So again, Monday and Thursday, the Ikka days, but every time a person learns, a person is supposed to utilize the Kaychev Dibur, not just Machshava when a person's learning, but use Machshava, use Dibur. Right, as far as the Shulchan Aruch, he brings out a person chuckles when he davens and he learns because call it Tzmoisa, Tamar Hashem Yechamoicha. So really using the Kaich of Maisa, using the Kaich of Machshava, the Kaich of Dibur, and using all parts of a person's Avoida when a person's involved in every mitzvah. This is a sefer from the Heilige B'nai Yisachar, which is called Derech Mitzvah Secha. I'm sorry, Derech Pikudecha. Derech Mitzvah Secha is from the Tzemach Tzedek. Derech Pikudecha, where he goes through the mitzvahs and he explains how every single mitzvah has a chelik of it which is Machshava, a chelik of it which is Dibur, and a chelik of it which is Maisa. Even though some mitzvahs look like they're just Maisa, but in there's a bracha, definitely not l'cher machshava, but he explains how every single mitzvah, he doesn't go through all of them, but the mitzvahs that he discusses in the sefer, he breaks it down, every mitzvah, how it's checked to the Indian of machshava, dibur, and maisa. So mitzvahs mila, there's a maisa of mila, there's a machshava of mila, and then there's a dibur of mila, and a person has to understand each three of the chalakim, because really every mitzvah has in it, but again, every day is going to be the ikr dagesh, is going to be on a certain akuda, and the ikr dagesh of Monday and Thursday is the avoda of Dibur, Yomim Shlishi Ravi, and then on Tuesday and Wednesday, the middle 2 days, which are Keneged, the Indian of The nefesh, the lowest part, yishtad alasas mitzvahs maisis. Then it's the avoid of asiya, the avoid of doing. Sheshaychis la nefesh v'yichav on the kabbal yodam es teisefes ha nefesh. And then a person works on the avoid of teisefes ha nefesh. Be involved in much more asiya. If you just look down at Samach Daled, where it brings down the lashon of the Arizal, he says b'yoyim ashlishi, which is shlishi, and again revi as well, because shlishi and revi are parallel to each other. The Arizal over there was just talking about going down from Shabbos. Yasek mitzvahs maisis shem kenegad chiluk ha nefesh. Work on mitzvahs maisis, which are connected to the chiluk of the nefesh, ubefra, and specifically the mitzvahs and ases al yidei haraglayim, k'may halavoyis ameisu bikar chelam k'yetzva. Specifically, the ones that are connected to the feet, because that's the lowest part of the person. That's the nefesh. That's where it's all the way in the bottom. A person short dafka, an avoid of maisa, but the avoid of maisa connected specifically to the feet. Zakt weiter at the top. The imloim is down to slay mitzvahs maisias. Let's say I don't have the opportunity to be involved in so many mitzvahs maisias. I'm sitting baruch Hashem and I'm learning the whole day. So I'm involved in machshava, involved in dibur, but maisa not so much. Aishu patamehen, kivin shu aishik b'tayra. Or I'm pater pasha because I'm Isaac Katera. So I don't have the chiyuv. But if and shalim at kaidam lemitzvah se'elu, in a way where halachically the limit of Torah comes before, where it's actually asa idei acherim, when the mitzvah of chiyuv of Talmud Torah comes before these mitzvahs. Azay yeshtadal lachshev ulahargish shemakabel atzmei omach shemayim bamuna. Since we said that the ikra avoda of the nefesh of the third day of the nefesh of the neshama yaseira is the avoda of asiya, but it's also the avoda of emuna of makabel omach shemayim. So there's two parts to it. On the one hand, there's the avoda of asiya. Malchus in the spheres represents doing. The feet represent being involved in action, going somewhere, doing something that a person's involved in moving places. But at the same time, Malchus also means Amunah. Malchus also means the Indian of Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim, to be Maimon in the Rabbanah Shalom. And therefore, if a person's not able to do the Asiya part of it, but the other side of the coin of what Malchus means Amunah. K'makin Yarba Be'esek HaTfilah. So that a person could utilize Tfilah. Because even though Tfilah is connected to the Indian of Dibur, which is connected to Ruach, which is really Monday and Thursday's din, but Tfilah also has an aspect of Amunah in it. The whole Indian of Tfilah is Amunah. David HaMelech says, Vanit Tfilah. David HaMelech is Malchus. David HaMelech represents the concept of Tfilah. And Memela, a person could be Yarbe. Not else to be makayim the din of the dibur, but rather to be makayim the din of kabbalah salma cheshmayim, the din of amuna. Shegam zeh shaych l'inin ha-nefesh. V'chav on the kabbalah zeh, it's a nefesh yisera. A memela person is involved in every day. Again, every day you have to be involved in all three of them. But every day there's a miyuchadek avoyde, either machshava, dibur, or maisa, which is either the dibur of Torah, the dibur of tefillah, the machshavas of bittul eshtekikus and yesh on Sunday and Friday, and the maisa of maisa mitzvahs that a person is involved in, or amuna, a kabbalah samach shemayim. Those are the avoydes on every day of the week. Kach shebakala yomim, yichavan of yasek be'inyan ha-shaykh lo'isa yoyim, the kabbalah as al yodai, as kedusha as ha-shabbos. A person is able to be makabal, kedusha as ha-shabbos. U'kaloshan ha-rizal, u'b'chol kavan o'secha, u'pni o'secha, yeh al-pni ha-zeh. Anytime a person has kavana, and anytime a person has any free time throughout the day, what's the avoyde? Today's Sunday. Stop and think. What's today? Today's Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. Today's Hayom Yom Shishi B'Shabbos. What's the Ikar Avoda of a person on Yom Shishi B'Shabbos? And again, we'll talk about this by Richas once we get in to the Perek about Erev Shabbos. The Ikar Avoda is Hachana, but not just in Asiya. Hachana in the world of Machshava. Hachana in the world of thinking and the world of Shteikikos of Bittul. In that world, that's the Ikar Avoda that a person should be working on. V'Davar Zeh Hu Te'elas Gadol. Zakti Arizal. It's Te'elas Gadol. L'Kabal La'Adam Tesefis Kedusha Shabbos. You want to walk into Shabbos properly, you have to work on Machshava, Dibur, Maisa. Never shruach neshama. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. Then Yom Revi, Yom Chamishi, Yom Shishi. And Memela, a person is able to be makabel the Indian of Shabbos and able to be makabel his neshama yisera. V'zeh bechlal mashet zivonu ha'bori yizbarach zarchei shem Shabbos takatshoi liskor es kedushas ha'Shabbos ulasik ba b'chol yomayis ha'shvo va'oz be'ezus Hashem yarboi ma'oid or Shabbos HaKadosh. And then when a person utilizes everything we've been talking about, then a person is able to utilize and be able to be makabel the Or of Shabbos. He just adds in one more thing, which is in Oizvav, before we get to Ha'ara, which we'll see next week in Oizayin, and then we'll see the next parak is just a Sikkim, and then Mitzvah will move on to the Avoid of Erev Shabbos Mamish. But he says in Oizvav, aside from what the Arizal writes over there, that a person should be involved in the Avoid of as we've explained by Richas over the past few weeks, every day there's an avoda. Lasei shar mina echanas haShabbos kodesh. Bein b'limud haTorah, where the person's learning the Aliyah of the day, like we said, the Chayk LiYisrael. Person's involved in learning about the parsha the whole week. Bein b'tfilas u'bakashas meHashem Yizbarach. She yisku liskus la'ara Shabbos. Bein b'chanamaisis, whether it's machshava, dibur, or maisa. Again, machshava is calling Torah. Limud haTorah. Tfila is the Indian of dibur. Maisa is the achanamaisis. But a person's involved in some aspect of utilizing the Indian of Kavod Shabbos the whole day. And he says, "Ve'etzet Tovi," writes in the bottom, "Yesh bezeh shekedai l'sader la'atzmei b'kfias." Lahachin la maisa b'chol yom eze davar katan l'kfoyed yom ha-shabbos, malvarachana ikra shizmana be'erev Shabbos. Even though the ikra achana is an erev Shabbos, a person should make a cheshbon at the beginning of the week. What are all the things that need to happen before Shabbos? So instead of waiting till erev Shabbos, which we'll see there's a tremendous nesayin of bilbul on erev Shabbos, but instead of waiting till it gets there, even if you're going to have enough time at erev Shabbos, if you can be involved on Sunday when anyways you're going to the grocery store, pick up something for Shabbos. Monday, anyways going to the cleaners, drop something off by the cleaners. Tuesday, try to figure out, try to work that your whole week, every day you do epis a little bit of achana maisis, aside from the tefillah, aside from the Torah, aside from learning about the parsha, though, do something a little bit of something in order to be able to be mechen for Shabbos every day, and every day can add it on. I know people that have charts in the house, they normally do it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's normally the days that they're isik in it, that at least on Thursday already, the table set Thursday night. But he's saying every day of the week, try to find epis some small thing they're able to do every day during the week, so you're able to be involved in this avoida of achana for Shabbos. Ukvar zbar, shachanu kliya chashav yaisen. In order to be makabel anything, you need hachana. Liskus al yaday la ora Shabbos, ubachol min hachana shiudi oisi. Any aspect of hachana that a yid does, machshava dibar maisa, teira tefila or asiya, yechavan viyachshav esmanas yasa, shu reitze umetzape la ora Shabbos baruch. What am I waiting for? The ora Shabbos baruch, shemei b'shabbos kodesh. Bhumis gagea la ira nifla, amis gagea av gaguan for the ira nifla, ubezeo mechanas akli la kabalas ahar. That's the way you want to feel Shabbos. Shabbos is only felt when a person's mechen an erev Shabbos. An erev Shabbos doesn't just mean erev Shabbos; it means the whole week. I'm a male of a chol hamarba. I raise a meshubach. Anyone who's marba in this Indian, I raise a meshubach. So we'll continue next week with Isaiah, where he has a ha'ara and everything that we set up until now.